أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن يحكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم واحذرهم أن يفتنوك عن بعد ما أنزل الله إليك فإن تولوا فاعلم أنما يريد الله أن يصيبهم ببعض ذنوبهم وإن كثيرا من الناس لفاسقون أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 49 and 50 of Surah Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the revelation of the Quran to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the purpose was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will adjudicate by this Quran, which Allah Ta'ala described as Muhaymin, that this Quran is a protector of those kitabs, that wahi that had come down before the Quran Sharif. In continuing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you judge between them bima anzalallah, by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. There is only one factor by which man can judge, and that is by the wahi of Allah ta'ala. In the times of the previous anbiya, they had to judge by the wahi of Allah ta'ala. And then in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would also judge by the wahi of Allah ta'ala, and in his case the Quran Sharif, and then thereafter the ummah till the day of Qiyamah will find the solutions, will find the judgments, will find the way of life only in the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that which Allah ta'ala had revealed. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْدِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not follow their ahwa, do not follow their vain desires. Whose vain desires? The Yahud that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would accept Islam only if you adjudicate, you judge in our favor. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not follow their ahwa, do not follow their desires, their vain desires. وَحْذَرْهُمْ. Secondly, Allah ta'ala says, and beware of them. أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْدِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, lest they tempt you away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Now this is a very, very important aspect, that we live in a non-Islamic country, we live with a government that is non-Islamic, so we will have to see the very important aspects of deciding and balancing between the both, the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the law of the land. When we find that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conforms and the law of the land both conforms, then there is no issue. But if we find that the law of the land contradicts the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we left with no option but to follow the law of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In following the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep our protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this ummah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, then if they turn away, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ, then know that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that Allah Rabbul Izzat afflicts them with punishment, بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ, because of some of their sins. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted them in the past also. Allah ta'ala afflicted them because of one or two sins, that they had violated the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat insofar as the Sabbath. They were not allowed, they were not supposed to have gone out and earned their living by fishing, etc. That one sin, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. And it is sufficient for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to do so because of one sin. However, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives man respite. Allah Ta'ala gives a chance. Allah Ta'ala gives us guidance, and Allah Rabbul Izzat wants us generally to turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ. And most of them have been transgressive. In other words, they violated, they turned away and transgressed from the law of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. By making such audacious conditions with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will only accept if you accept Islam, if you judge and adjudicate in our favor, then what is it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. Do they want the order? Do they want the command? And do they seek the command of the jahilun, the jahiliya, the people of ignorance, the people from the time of paganism? Is that what they are looking for? In view of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a pure wahi from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided what was best for insan, what was best for the ummah, what was best for the slaves and servants of Allah ta'ala. Do they want to leave all of this? Now here at this point, we just need to sometimes consider that in our hearts also, sometimes those deeds linger, that we begin to think and we are influenced by the fact that people may say that the laws of Islam are barbaric, wa na'udhu billah, but this is the hukam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we look at the laws of the world, whether it is democracy, communism, whatever, we will find that they are the most outrageous laws insofar as punishments are concerned, insofar as the laws are concerned, in comparison to that which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed. Look at it with the eye of Iman from our hearts. Look at it with the eye of justice. And we will see that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made these laws, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had revealed it, and it was best for insan. Had mankind come onto this, that they followed the Sharia, the laws of Islam, the penal code of Islam, they followed all the various aspects of Islam as far as judiciary is concerned, they would have found that there would have been peace and stability on the surface of this earth. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. Who is better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as command, insofar as commandments, insofar as law is concerned? لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ. For the people who have yaqeen, the people who have conviction that it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is the best of lawmakers, and it is only Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who is the best in setting out the order of the aspects of the law of the world. And hence in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it very clear that we will always have the option of following the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, our desires or the desires of others. We would need to make the choice. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.